6G, Exercise 3, page 68.
Good morning, I'm Carl Jackson. If I gave you a hurley and a slitter, what would you do with them? I'll give you a clue. We use them to play an Irish sport called hurling. But would you hit the hurley with a slitter or hit the slitter with the hurley? Let's learn about this unusual sport to find out. Hurling is a very old sport. It started in Ireland, probably about 3,000 years ago. Of course, it has changed a lot since then. For example, these days, players wear t-shirts and shorts and special shoes like football boots. They also have helmets with a metal face guard. This is because hurling can be dangerous. There are 15 players on each team. Each player has a hurley, which is a stick, and they use it to pick up and hit the slitter, which is the ball. Each team tries to get the ball to the end of the pitch. At each end, there is a goal. It is in the shape of an H, like a rugby goal, but it has got a net at the bottom, like a football goal. You get 1 point for hitting the ball through the top half of the H, and 3 points for hitting it into the net. Hurling looks like a crazy game, but there are rules. You can catch the ball, but you mustn't run more than 4 steps with it in your hand. But if you put the ball on your stick, you can run with it as far as you like. The ball travels very fast, and players can push each other. And that's why hurling players sometimes get injured. So, now let's answer the question from the beginning of this presentation. In a game of hurling, would you hit the hurley with the slitter or hit the slitter with the hurley? Who would hit the slitter with the hurley? You're right. Now you know what to do. But remember that hurling is certainly more difficult than it looks. Are there any questions? Thank you for listening.